Hi, my name's Suzanne and I am born and bred in Withenshaw, still live in Withenshaw, most of my family live in Withenshaw and I'm very proud to be from Withenshaw. I'm a mum of three, a grandma, a daughter, a wife and lots of things to lots of people. I come from what I would call the sandwich way of life, so I support my elderly in-laws and my father. I also support my children. Even though they're adults, they need support. One of my children has difficulties and a health complex need. So yes, I'm in the middle supporting both sides of the age group, which is fine. I'm not the only person, and lots of people are doing that now. I was brought up as a child, a Jewish child, living in Bench Hill, but I enjoyed going to Sunday school, one God, many ways to him, that's how we were raised. Well, going back to one of my children, just as an experience through, particularly through the pandemic, she was unwell and had a condition that needed one operation just before the pandemic, and one in the midst of it. The nurses at the forum Withenshaw were amazing, so supportive, so understanding, so much so they prepared us for what could have possibly been, that I would have to do the dressings, the packing, in case one of us contracted the virus. And unfortunately, due to the nature of the virus, I did catch the virus and was very unwell. So a podiatrist came along and dropped off a package because she was doubling up as the delivery of treatment and packages. Lovely lady dropped it at the front, and then I then supported doing the dressing and the packing with support from the phone from the nurses. The care throughout the virus for my daughter was amazing from these nurses over at the forum, because once I was well enough and we were all out of being in the isolation period, she could then return to the clinic, and they just continued with this really open-minded, don't worry, it'll get better, things are getting better. The only thing I would say, and I know it was out of anybody's remit, what would have helped possibly is to have the same nurses, but it couldn't happen. And I have an understanding of that because I myself am in the care, healthcare background, you know, working, and I had to adapt and move to another job and another role. And yes, I really gave me the understanding of why things had to be. And I'm, you know, immensely thankful for the support we gained from the girls and the gentlemen over at the forum. Unfortunately, my daughter then became so unwell, needed to go into hospital, and I'd just like to take a moment to say thank you to the care that was shown to my daughter, because I wasn't well enough, and obviously it was at a time when people couldn't be supported into hospital. But when you've got a child who's an adult who has a vulnerability and a difficulty, letting go and letting them go into the hospital was quite daunting. However, one of the doctors on the ward, once my daughter arrived, rang up and said, "Hi, we've got your daughter. Would you like to speak to her? She's fine." And I did speak to her. And throughout the days that she stayed there, including the surgery, they were able to communicate with me, because we made an agreement that it would be best if they explained to me first, so that I could explain it to my daughter what was happening in a way that she would understand. And everybody got on board with this, and I can't say thank you enough. I particularly want to say thank you to a gentleman called Ed, who was an anaesthetist, who rang me and said, "I believe you've got some information, and you know, listen to what I had to say." Because obviously they were in a predicament, you know, that this person hasn't really been under the anaesthetic only once and didn't do very well under it. So I really appreciated the fact that they took time to listen. So much so that between all of the professionals there at Withenshaw, they managed to find out that my daughter had a condition, and we are now being treated for that condition and being supported quite well under the circumstances. Our GPs have been amazing, because over at Tregenna, we cannot again, whilst I was ill, I didn't project the initial coronavirus symptoms. I just lost my balance. I was more neurological, and the GP said, I know you're a negative, but I definitely think you've got this. And obviously my job roller was able to get the blood test, which proved I had the antibodies. So yes, I had it. Great call there, Dr. Allen, stay in, don't go out anywhere. And we didn't. I really cannot fault, you know, the care shown at Tregenna to us all. I would say that the emailing for some of our family members was impossible, and, you know, really that's kind of, it's been sorted now that people could, in the family, especially our older ones, just ring the GP, because it's too much trying to get through and email. But what I like is the fact that people listen and try and change for the best. And what I will say community-wise is, my own community where I live were very supportive. Do you need anything? But we all were. In VE Day, they had a socially distanced street party. So everyone was in their garden. Music was going. And for all our vulnerable and elderly, everybody made afternoon teas and they were delivered. And that was a really upbeat time, because I was still unwell, still couldn't return to work. But it was nice to see people trying to uplift everybody's spirits and being safe and inclusive. For the next 6 months, what would I like to see? I'd like to see that the vaccine continues. Well done, Lifestyle Centre. Very proud. I've took all my maturing family members over to be supported with vaccination, and it's just run so smoothly, so cleanly, so friendly and approachable. What I would like to see is our youngsters who do want this vaccination being given it. While they're saying, yes, I would like it, that includes one of my own who's a young teacher who's saying, please let me have it. Let's do this. They're out, you know, young people are out and wanting to mix and get their life back like everybody else. And if they're wanting it, let's do this. And I do hope that the vaccination, when we need to revisit it, we can do that, you know, the boosters that might be needed. And it's just been an amazing, the way that it's been delivered. Another suggestion, bring back the play bus. The play bus was in a fantastic way of preventing isolation. Lots of young mums and families have had new babies. They're not able to mix. They may be, when playgroups do open, they may be over-daunted by all these people, but the play bus used to come and travel in little areas, and if it came back, it, you know, I think people, just a couple of six people maybe going on and just breaking down the fear of mixing again. And play bus always had like play group sort of activities on the bottom and a coffee area at the top, and people coming and doing health talks. I think those sort of things need to come back. It was a very successful thing. I benefited from it as being a young mum myself then. Anyway, I'd just like to say a thank you for giving me this opportunity to express how I feel about Withenshaw and the people in it. And we're just typical of, we are Manchester and we do things differently here. Thank you.